Look, the what's happened is basically that the American revisionists have committed an extraordinary strategic blunder back in 2003. I think they did not really believe there would be consequences. If they didn't, then that's an arrogant thing, I have to say, but I don't know them, so I can't say that. But it was a terrific strategic blunder that they committed. And there are consequences. Now, the consequences are unfolding. They've been around. We can see some of the consequences over the last 5 years. Their own church is now divided, and it looks as though that'll be a permanent division in some sense or other. And all around the world, the sleeping giant, if you like, of evangelical Anglicanism and Orthodox Anglicanism has been roused by what has happened in Canada and the United States of America. It was an act of folly, and we now see the consequences.
Archbishop Jensen, what's your reaction to the GAFCON process so far?
Well, I like things to be all cut and dried and clear. GAFCON, I've always described as a sort of ramshackle aeroplane, and I've never been sure it was going to land. I have to say that for a ramshackle aeroplane, it's one of the most, if I may be personal for a moment, I'm not much given to talking about miracles and all that sort of thing. It's not my piety. But the last 6 months of preparing for GAFCON and then the last 2 weeks of being involved in GAFCON have been one of the most extraordinary spiritual experiences I've ever had. And to see answers to prayer again and again and again. Now, is the plane going to land? One of the American brothers said to me the other day, I'm not even sure you've got a landing strip. So that was true too. But I believe the plane is on the point of making a successful landing.